Today, in the Middle East, Israel unleashed some of the strongest attacks in the 14-month conflict with Palestinian militants. F-16 fighter jets and Apache helicopters launched a series of missiles targeting Palestinian security buildings in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. Some of the missiles struck very near Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's office. He was not injured. Israeli officials say he was not a target. Palestinians say at least two people were killed today and more than 100 wounded. Israel says it will keep up the attacks until Arafat takes serious measures against terrorists. From Jerusalem, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israeli forces tore a trench through the Gaza airport runway early in the day, but the heaviest attacks came a short while later, when Palestinian security buildings in Gaza City and the Khan Yunis refugee camp exploded with fire and shrapnel after Israeli missile attacks. The Gaza attack sent dozens of Palestinian school children fleeing in panic. Local doctors said a 15-year-old boy and a policeman were killed. Another wave of missiles struck in Ramallah, just north of Jerusalem. A police station yards from the office Yasser Arafat was working in was hit, but there were no injuries. Many of the targeted facilities were used by two groups, the Tanzim Militia and Force 17. The Israeli government last night branded the two groups terrorist organizations. Both are linked to Arafat. Israeli Brigadier General Ron Kitry says despite the proximity of the attacks to Arafat, the intent was not to harm him physically.
We are attacking this morning targets, purely military or police targets, that were involved in planning or carrying out terrorist activities against Israeli civilians and or soldiers.
Many Palestinians say the severest pain is being inflicted not on militants but on civilians, caught in an Israeli blockade that has virtually shut down the West Bank. In Ramallah, Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti said 3 million Palestinians are suffering for the acts of a few.
Nobody can get anywhere, neither Mr. Arafat nor anybody else from us. All the people here are enclaved in prisons. The Israeli tanks are surrounding every city, every village. The tanks have invaded big parts of Ramallah yesterday, and all people are deprived from movement. Women are unable to get to hospitals. Patients are unable to get medical treatment.
Palestinians reported a death at one of the checkpoints. They said a mother carrying an ailing 8-month-old baby was stopped at a West Bank checkpoint and refused permission to get to a hospital. The infant died before the mother could reach medical care. An Israeli army spokesperson had no information on the incident. Israelis are still grieving over the young people killed over the weekend in a rash of Palestinian suicide bombings. Officials say these strikes are intended to force Arafat to confront his radical critics, even if it threatens his hold on power. But Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Gideon Meir made it clear that Israel is not waiting to see if this time Arafat is serious about reigning in violence.
We cannot seal completely the border of Israel, but we must protect our people. We must take the measures that Arafat is not taking. We must crack down on the terrorist organization, because if Arafat would have done it, it would have not been for us to do it.
The strains within the Palestinian movement are already showing. The police chief in the West Bank town of Tul Karm was fired by Arafat today after he moved 10 Hamas and Islamic Jihad prisoners from the jail to house arrest. Palestinians say the chief was concerned about a possible Israeli missile attack on the jail, something that has happened in the past. Still, in the current climate, they said Arafat couldn't tolerate anything that feeds the perception that he's not serious about dealing with violence. Meanwhile, there are also signs of tension within Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's unity government. Labor Party members of the Israeli Knesset meet tomorrow. They'll be deciding whether to bolt the coalition government in protest over what they see as Sharon's deliberate effort to topple Arafat from power. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.